Hi, it's Tim Dre, president of the Illinois AFL-CIO. Thank you for listening to The Worker's Mic, supported by the Illinois AFL-CIO, fighting every day for working families. Visit ilafl-cio.org today. Enjoy the show, and remember, it's better in a union.
You're listening to The Worker's Mic, powered by the National Coalition of Labor and sponsored by Megan Financial, Premise Health, Voya Financial, and United Healthcare.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Worker's Mic right here on 720 WGN, powered by the National Coalition of Labor. Ken, Ed, Phil, we are stoked today to have Ben Miller from Premise Health. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Yeah, thanks for coming in. What's your title?
I'm Chief Revenue Officer.
So, C-suite, if you will.
Yes, sir.
We like the look how important we are. We have C-suite people.
Sweet-seater, boss
British
on
Mancy.
The show.
Yeah.
So, all right, what does
Normal
that mean?
Levels.
What does that mean in plain English?
Yeah, I've got responsibility for growth in the organization.
So, let's back up. Ready? How long have you been with Premise?
About 2.5 years.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
Where were you before?
Kaiser Permanente.
And now, why is it, Ken, that we're booing Kaiser Permanente?
I think they're union busters.
I know they had a strike out in California years ago.
Yeah. Well,
that's a big word, though, Ken, union busters.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I know every time I see Kaiser Permanente, it's not in a good light.
80% of it's unionized.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, hold on. Nurses.
Yay!
Look at that. Reverse course.
I don't have
You're
a
welcome,
yay.
Kaiser Permanente.
I don't have a yay button.
We should get one.
So you worked there,
Kanye.
And then before that you worked...
Prior to that, I was with Blue Cross Blue Shield companies across four markets in the U.S. for almost 20 years.
Wow. All right. And we're familiar with the Blues here in Illinois, obviously.
Yeah.
What made you decide to go to Premise?
Yeah. So I feel very prepared for this role. Growing up in the Blues was awesome. A lot of great mentors, great company, really good culture. Moving in then to a full health system, so I wanted to experience what it's like working for an integrated care delivery model where we own the health plan as well as the actual docs, the system.
Right.
And then Premise was just a really natural movement. I wanted to find something that I was really passionate about, which is primary care.
Yep.
The fact that it is outside and it's a direct business, so we work directly with the unions, with the buyers. Outside of, I would say, the arm of the insurance mechanism, deductibles, co-pays, et cetera.
The long arm of insurance.
Yep.
Right? And that's very topical. We'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah. And it's, you know, you wake up every day and you work for a company that our clients really like us.
Mm-hmm. Well,
our MPS
well, some of them.
Consistent.
No comment on that one?
Most of them.
True.
We'll go with most of them.
I'm kidding.
The data says that we do a really great job, and we're just extremely
Well, we can speak from experience. So for those of you listening, the Coalition has a deal with Premise, and the reason that we picked Premise is because of your model, which was disrupt healthcare, right?
That's right.
And you're outside of insurance. So to make it simple for everybody, we literally own health centers along with the carpenters and the electricians and the Teamsters, mm-hmm. right? And more unions joining. And the concept is very simple. Economies of scale. Our members get to use these health centers, and we're trying to build them where our members live or within a certain mileage, right? And I think it's like, what, 20 miles?
Yeah, I think it's 20 miles.
And it's working really, really well. And you don't have to go through insurance, right? You go right to the doctor, you walk in there, and you get a great experience.
Yeah.
So, you know, we
and
went with
free.
Premise. It's what?
And it's free. Our members pay nothing.
And
it's
free.
And we work for you guys.
Right.
I think that's a difference. I mean, if you think about the other providers, then the communities, the hospitals, et cetera, they don't work for the unions.
Oh, no.
This is completely the reverse.
Right.
We work for you guys. We get paid by you guys. You tell us how you want us to talk to your members, we'll do it. You tell us what you want the hours to look like, we'll do it. What kind of care do you want delivered at the centers? We'll do that as well.
Right. So it's look, it's a unique model, but it's one that's growing, correct?
That is correct.
So you're in the right spot at the right time.
I would say the timing of it is incredible. We were talking a little earlier about the premium increases that we're seeing out there right now, record highs. If you look at the beginning of COVID to now, 27% rate increases over that total amount of time. And the projected rate increases for the 2026 selling season, this is your health plan, so your premiums, et cetera. The national average is 10%.
Wow.
That's the average. You think about the ACA market, so
yep.
all those folks on individual getting just hammered.
Well, a huge part of this government shutdown is the fact that at the end of the year, people who are getting subsidized
double,
you know, through the exchanges, their cost is going to go Double. That's 100% inflation.
Because they're getting rid of the subsidies for the Affordable Care Act, correct?
Yes.
And that's what the fight is about. Of course, you know, in my humble opinion, the Dems do just an abysmal job of telling everybody what the fight is about. It takes them forever to actually get to, like, hey, everybody, this is what the fight's really about. And then once you hear about it, you're like, yes, that makes sense. Especially if you're a Medicare user, right? Or, you know, you're on that market. And even if you're not, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. That's going to affect private sector as well, correct?
It will.
How?
It will. So the way that we like to think about it is if there is a bunch of people go off the system.
Yes.
So now you have all these uninsured folks.
Yes.
Ultimately, they're going to still need to seek care.
Mm-hmm. So they go to the emergency room.
Nailed it.
Okay.
So
you hear that, everybody?
Someone's got to pay for that.
I nailed it.
Congratulations.
Yes. And
that's an easy one.
What we love about our model working with you guys is it's not magic. If we give you more access to primary care,
right?
Same day, next day, mm-hmm. virtually, walk-ins.
Yeah.
People use it.
Right.
I mean, I always think about it as a delivery service. Why do you use a delivery service? It's easy. It's generally competitive. We're in the same boat.
Yeah, it's convenient.
Convenience,
right.
In our minds, is high-quality care.
I mean, we used to run across union members who would say they hadn't been to see a doctor in 10 years. So when you get somebody thinking about, I should see a doctor, you got to get them in that moment. You can't just have them call someone and set up an appointment for 6 months down the road.
Yeah.
You know, so that,
because then, you know, 9 times out of 10, you're going to cancel that anyway.
Right.
You know, like, oh, I can't get to the doctor for 6 months. Whereas, like, you know, you call one of our clinics, right? You guys the same with Carpenters,
right?
You
in.
Know, like, you're in that day. They save a certain amount of appointments for walk-ins.
Ours is in the same building where a lot of our locals have their offices. So people are like, they go in for their local meetings, they go pay their dues, and then they go see their doctor all in one fell swoop. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Well, the experience, I think, you know, like you were saying, the experience is better, right? You see the same doctor over and over again. You see the same nurse, the same staff. They know your name. You know, like, my doctor is in Northbrook. They'll call me and say, like, time for your physical. Like, what? Like, already?
Yes.
Yes, like, but it's like, yeah, time to come in. Or he'll say, hey, I got your test results back. You're good to go. You don't need to come in for another 6 months. And, like, that's really cool, because otherwise, what does a surgeon get paid to do? Surgery, right? What do the doctors get paid to do? See you as much as humanly possible.
Run
what
tests.
Are these special? Yeah, exactly. We need to run a bunch more tests. For what? You said I was healthy. Well, we're looking for stuff, you know?
Making sure.
Yeah.
Need a second opinion.
Yeah. So your model is different, right?
It is, and I've got a great story. So we just turned on PT at one of your locations, which is really exciting.
That's
and
physical therapy, everybody.
Physical therapy. Thank
Another
you.
One for Ken.
Thank you so much.
Very popular service offering at our clinic, I know.
Well, especially in the trades, right?
Average time to get a PT visit outside of the premise system here in Chicagoland, take a guess on how many days.
I have no idea.
45.
Whoa. Wow.
So
might as well just let it heal itself.
Yeah.
Or you go
amputate.
To the emergency room.
Yeah. Or you go to work hurt and hurt something else, right?
We had a member who was experiencing some neck pain. They were able to get a same-day appointment within 3 to 4 visits. They were feeling much better. They had numbness in their hands, numbness in their necks. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a pretty big deal working in the trades.
For sure.
For them to be able to get those services, he actually talked about being able to go out and throw a ball with his grandson within a couple of days.
That's nice.
That's why we do what we do.
Yeah. That's awesome. Good for you. And so how many health centers do you have?
With you guys, we have 9. Across the United States, we have 900. And we're proud to report.
So that's what, 10% of that?
I think it was 30%.
30%. 40% of the health centers.
Yeah.
Phil, check the math. We good?
We're good.
All right.
No, with us, you meaning just the coalition. But what about labor in general?
Yeah, labor in general, gosh, we're up to, I'd have to double check, we're north of 20, maybe 25 now across different markets.
So we're getting there.
We're getting there.
And I just keep hearing more and more people going, like, hey, what is it with these health centers? What are you guys doing again? And Ed and I go all over the country with the coalition. You know, one of the things we'll say is, you know, here are all our benefits, and, you know, here are some things actually that are not in the book, but, you know, because we were able to leverage our numbers, you know, we have doctor's offices. Yeah. And some unions, like union leaders, have looked at me and said, you have what? Like, we have our own doctor's offices. Yeah. Like, how's that possible?
You guys have the ability to move the market, and I think that's what's so incredible. By banding together and coming up with, you know, what solutions people need, whether it's primary care, behavioral health, PT, chiro, you name it, you have the ability to deconstruct the model you want it, the way you want to deconstruct it.
Right.
You have the ability to focus on access and high quality care. And I go back to the convenience lever is so powerful.
Yeah.
You can get in immediately. You, your family members, and oh, by the way, it's where you live.
Yeah,
right there. We flex on. We know you guys are out in the field. We know that your hours aren't traditional. How can we come up with a model that fits your calendar, your schedule, your family life? And there's nothing in the way of that with this model.
Well, right. I mean, some of the centers have staggered evening hours a couple days a week. So if somebody's working, you know, 6 days a week, they can come in the evening.
You know, I had COVID, you know, I don't know, last year, and I literally called, you know, up to Northbrook, my facility, and I said, look, I have COVID. I was on Long Island at the time, actually, in New York, and they're just like, okay, called in a prescription. Yeah. I went and got it. That was that. It wasn't like, you have to come in, and I can't really give you a prescription. It was just like, yeah, we're done.
And you don't have to rehash.
Yeah.
Right.
So they know who you are.
Yeah.
They can look at your medical record. It's all right in front of them. It's real time. You don't have to rehash every single incident you've had in the past 6, 12, 18 months.
Because it's been a lot.
More than a few.
If you have the density of union members in a specific location, it really is a no-brainer, right? Like, you're doing a disservice to your members if you don't operate an on-site health center.
Well,
if you have
here,
X number of members in a certain region.
Let's talk about some of the economics of this. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break. Is that all right? And then we're going to come back, and I want to just drill down on a couple of things. So stick around. We're going to come back with more of Mr. Ben Miller, the CRO of Premise Health, right here on 720 WGN.
You're listening to The Workers' Mic, powered by the National Coalition of Labor and sponsored by Megan Financial, Premise Health, Voya Financial, and United Healthcare.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Workers' Mic right here on 720 WGN. So we're still here with Ben from Premise Health. And so you guys are not private equity, right? You're owned still to this day by OMERS, right? Which is the Ontario
Municipal Employee Retirement System,
which is basically
a pension fund
and a ton of union members in that pension
fund. That's correct.
And so it's a bit of a different model. It's not like you're not for profit. You're obviously a for profit business, but it seems to me that it's just you're a bit more altruistic because, look, you know, we've talked to Stu Clark in the past and Bette Ratliff and people that are in, you know, this C-suite, but also, you know, people that handle our business and, you know.
And the providers, the doctors, and mental health providers.
Look, a lot of you, which is really weird, the three people I just mentioned from your C-suite, if you will, have union backgrounds.
Right.
Which is amazing to me, you know, and that's important to us.
And they've been there for a long time.
A really long time.
I think that's why the match was so good with where we are today. We think about these things in really long cycles.
Yeah, you're playing the long game, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
How do we provide stability? How do we make financially conscious decisions to be able to provide consistent, high-quality products for the long term?
Right.
It's that simple.
Rather than trying to make as much money as humanly possible in this quarter.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's exactly right. I have a deadline to meet, and I got to make my mark for this.
Yeah, we need 10% this quarter.
Yeah.
You know, that's where businesses go bad.
Yeah, it's annoying, right? So we think, and you know, I'm almost positive now at this point because we have a bunch of years under our belt, that the fact that we have these centers has A, saved our members money, but B, and almost more importantly, saved the health and welfare fund money.
Yeah.
So there's a, like what we call a downstream effect of having this. Explain that a little bit.
Yeah, the way that we measure the ROI is look at total cost of care.
So ROI is?
Return on investment.
There you go.
So between primary care, behavioral health, other services, we look at the members that are attributed to your centers compared to the members that are attributed to the community. And how much care are they getting, and what's the cost per episode of that care? And we're proud to report, based on an independent study that we did that was third-party validated, we're seeing total cost of care savings in the neighborhood of 30%.
Wow.
On a very consistent basis. You take that one step further, that's just for the fund.
Right.
Well, how about the family members?
Right.
How about the union members?
Right.
And what kind of savings will they see without having to use deductibles, co-pays, going to the centers at no cost? And the average is really a great number. We're seeing between $300 and $350 saved per member per year on just those out-of-pocket expenses.
So is that the member or is that the whole household? What is that?
Yeah, that would be the whole household.
Okay.
So I don't have a copay for this, or I was planning on going to the emergency room and I ended up going into the health center.
Yeah,
or PT was going to cost me whatever the copay plan design is outside of premise.
Yeah.
Cost me nothing inside the health center.
I mean, you know, for those of you listening that are not, you know, in one of these, if you're in a union, ask your union leader, why don't we have one? Why are we not participating in one? And we're not saying you got to join premise. There's a couple other out there, and competition's good in the marketplace. There's no problem with that.
But premise is the best, to be clear.
Obviously. That's why
far and away the market leader.
That's why we chose them.
Yeah. Indeed.
Although we do use Marathon in a couple of places, in some outlying areas where
premise it has consolidated considerably, right?
That market. Is true.
This whole space is consolidated. Yeah. What we're talking about here makes, you know, financial sense, and that is I go to the doctor, even if it's the doc in the box, urgent care, whatever, my first X number of dollars is out of my pocket. End of discussion.
That's right.
So there's our deductibles. All right. Some unions have, you know, I think ours at 150 is 300
per person. Yeah, 300 for an individual or 700 for a family.
700. So, you know, just that number alone is a lot of money. Secondly, then, after that, if you're in network, which, you know, we're, of course, trying to make sure that our members are in network, for us it's 90-10. Some unions have 80-20, right? If you're not in a union and you're working for company X and, you know, you have a premise health center, you're probably paying 70-30, right? 60-40. 60-40. Is it that bad out there?
It's expensive.
Yeah. So, you know, you're talking about an enormous amount of money that you can save by going to these health centers, right? And so that's real dollars and cents back in our members' pockets. And what does that do for our members and their families? It frees up a little bit of money. And what do they do with that money? They spend it in the community, right?
Yeah.
In Ed's case, they spend it on beer. But
yes,
in the community.
At the local liquor store.
In Waffle House.
Walking distance.
At Waffle House.
There are sadly none of those within walking distance.
I saw about 30 when I was
in Georgia. Did you stop?
No, but I waved.
Come on.
Yeah. So
live a little.
You're seeing that actually in real dollars and cents.
We are. So the Kaiser Family Foundation, which is a separate entity, it's a think tank that they have, just came out with a study that the average household, it's $25,000 a year that they're paying in premiums, copays, etc.
Yeah,
that's per year.
Per year.
What can you do with that money?
Yeah,
$25,000.
That's correct.
And that's about to get worse.
Correct.
So basically, it's about to either put you off of insurance, meaning you're no longer going to have it, or you're going to have to sacrifice eating for that year.
I think this is why the solution is so powerful at this moment. Employees can't take anymore.
Yeah.
You can't push down these costs, the cost shares that you have to push into those households. There's a massive affordability issue in this country. If this is an easy lever for you all to pull to get real high quality care at no barriers with copays, why would you not do something like this?
Well, it seems like healthcare traditionally with running through insurance networks is almost like an island. And if people leave the island to get into direct care centers, the people who are left on the island are paying more. You know, if folks can't afford healthcare at all and they just go in to the emergency room and they can't afford to pay the bill and the hospital writes it off, the insurance company has to make that money somewhere else. So, you know, there's boats. Get on a boat and get off the island. Don't be the last guy on the island because we see the double-digit inflation for healthcare, and that's without removing these subsidies. This is getting ugly.
It is.
What did I think I heard that you guys just did a deal with Google.
That's correct.
And where is that? In California?
It's everywhere.
Okay.
So, so
Google is definitely everywhere.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
2,000 employees coming here.
That's awesome.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we started work with them a couple years ago, and at this point, I think we're up to, 15, 20 centers across the United States.
Pretty
incredible.
Yeah.
And that's a kind of another great example where I would say you guys have really put a flag on the ground. They are doing exactly the way you described it, deconstructing the model in a way that's really beneficial for costs, really beneficial for membership, and being able to control your own destiny.
So do you think, do you see other companies, you know, jumping on board? Because you said you have 900 centers, right? only a small amount of them are union related. You got, you know, a Google, right? What else is there? You have universities. Like, where, what's your world?
It's everything. We are in high tech. We are in defense. We are in the trades.
Education,
we are in financial
right?
services.
And those are all verticals, Ken.
Those are verticals?
Those thank are you, verticals.
Thank you so much.
We've also got health plans that are reaching into us saying, we need your help.
A health plan?
A health plan.
Oh, that's interesting. So how would that work?
So they will put us in an area where maybe members don't have access to high-quality primary care, or, as you mentioned, they might have not had a visit for 2, 3, 4 years. They'll drop us into one of those markets. They'll adjust the copay structure exactly the way you guys did it, mm-hmm. and they'll market the program to say, come into the centers at little to no cost.
You guys have a problem getting and or retaining doctors?
Almost the reverse.
Yeah, really?
We are running at a record low vacancy rate, less than 9% this year. Our tenure for our physicians is pretty unbelievable. They look at our model as, this is why I went to medical school.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about 200, 300, 400 emails a night that I have to respond to. I can spend as much time with the patient as I need to. And I get to continue to maintain that panel of patients over time.
It's kind of like the old school, you know, sole practitioner, general practitioner, the doctor that you saw when you were little.
Yeah, you walk into town to go see the doctor. He knows you. He took care of your mom.
You get a lollipop, right? I mean, it's that guy.
You got to get some lollipops.
Do you guys give out lollipops?
We can.
Well, appreciate
are there any shared corporate models?
There are. Yeah, right. We have.
How does that work?
Yeah, we have about 10 locations across the United States and some pretty big pretty big cities, geographical areas, where we have multiple employers that are accessing a center.
But they're not, are they competitors of each other?
In some circumstances, they can be.
Wow.
I mean, I think that's always the critical path that we have to forge is you got to get like-minded employers who believe in the exact same initiative.
Put their differences aside, if you will.
You got it.
Okay.
And where do we want to co-locate the site that's really going to benefit our membership?
So you're doing this now cross company, I guess, or cross corporations.
Industries,
that makes sense as well. Fast forward. It's you guys. It's some of your competitors. How many of these are there in the United States at the moment, besides what you have?
Yeah, I would say that there's 4 to 5 that we see on a consistent basis.
4 to 5 companies?
4 to 5 competitors.
Okay, and how many do you think near sites, you know, doctor's offices that are outside of the realm of insurance exist?
I honestly don't know the answer
to that. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. I bet you it's, at this point...
a couple thousand?
Yes, okay. Easily.
All right, that's
easily.
Good. So you think that as it keeps going, like... Isn't like, you know, I don't know, somebody lobbying against you or insurance companies saying like, hey, you're taking a piece of the pie, or are there people trying to put you out of business? You know, like, what are the politics of this?
With some of the recent legislation that came out, we actually do see an opportunity that HSA funds can be eligible to use our services, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say that was a really big step in the right direction. You know, it's interesting. If you do this on behalf of the employer,
mm-hmm.
I'd say a lot of those politics fall aside.
Interesting.
If we're focused on the members, those funds, and that's what they want to do,
yeah.
Ultimately, again, I go back to, we work for you guys.
Right.
If this is what you want to do, you have a really big voice with these health plans. You have a really big voice with these health systems. If this is where you want to steer the care, they're going to be willing to participate.
Well, it certainly seems that we do, and it certainly seems that it's working.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming in, and thanks for sharing all of this. It's really good information, and it's something that, you know, we continue to talk to our members and listeners about. It kind of, you know, like, you know, there's a Venn diagram of financial literacy and health literacy,
yeah.
Right? Health, you know, and welfare literacy. And I think that's important in this regard. So we can't tell you how much we appreciate the partnership. Appreciate your coming down, Ben Miller. And if people want to find more out about Premis themselves, like as a company, where do they go?
Yeah, premishealth.com is the easiest way to do it. We've got a lot of social feeds out there as well on LinkedIn. We're doing stuff on Instagram now. So it's
TikTok?
It's not TikTok.
We are.
That's okay. Healthcare shouldn't be on TikTok. Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah, wait, don't you? If you go to SiriusXM and listen to Doctor Radio, they like totally talk about it. It's like, oh, please, God, let my thing be like, my leg hurts. Please let them talk about leg hurting today.
You gotta sit and wait for a long time.
That's people's, you know, doctor's visits.
It's getting bad.
Yeah, it's getting bad.
Times are tough. fall over.
But listen, that's awesome. And then, you know, just one quick shout out to the coalition and to you guys, which is if you actually go on their website, it says, look, we partner with labor, and right there, number one is the National Coalition of Labor. And we're proud of that.
That's right.
We're proud of this partnership, to be honest with you. We really are. So thank you so much, Ben Miller, CRO, Chief Revenue Officer for Premise Health. We'll be right back with more of the Workers' Mic right here on 720 WGN.